it's too loud. Say too loud. Better add LLC after that bitch.
This is an official business.
Cause that's what we got. Damn, change, I can be a fantasy. Yeah, this song's trash. But our news was great. But kind of sad at the same time. Welcome back to Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. Sorry we didn't have last week's episode for week 15, but we still did do an Instagram live. You can check it out at Too Loud DJs, actually, because we posted it on the wrong Instagram account.
It was my birthday weekend.
Got really drunk, and
we were supposed to do it earlier in the day before we went out to wrestling and had to DJ the night after, and we didn't.
It's okay though, because it's good we actually didn't go over it, because a lot of nonsense happened. And we're going to go over our picks, too. More nonsense. I would even say it's nonsense on both ends, to be honest with you.
The only thing I have to be happy about. But
are you really that happy? Because it didn't go that great.
Spoilers. But, yeah.
But we are going to go over these fantasy football. We're going to go over the fantasy football podcast playoffs. We're going to start off with Las Vegas Lunch Money, as he took out Springfield. Austin J. Fair Media, even with the 30 points back from Justin Jefferson, he couldn't pass it through. As Las Vegas Lunch Money won, because Joe Burrow had 0 points all the way up to like the end of the second, going into the third quarter. And then at that point, he turned it on and scored 20
Jamar Chase
points.
Did too.
And Jamar Chase with 19 points at that.
That's pretty much the lesson. You have to stack Joe Burrow with Jamar Chase. Like, you can't just have. I think that's the best way to do that.
Yeah, so he did that. Lunch Money got 126 points as he advances to the next round. Austin J. Fairmeda, we're sorry.
Man, you know, if Lamar Jackson wasn't out, Austin Fair would have won
Lawrence
this.
Too. No, because he started Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence still got 26 points, and that's as good as Lamar Jackson probably could have gave him. He started Terry McLaurin, who didn't have a good week last week against the Giants, but and got a touchdown actually called back, didn't he? I think in the Giants game.
No, yeah, that was Brian Robinson.
Oh, that was Brian Robinson got it called back. And Terry McLaurin was actually like, they said he was.
He said he was. He looked at the ref, said, "Hey, am I good?" And then he was like, "Yeah, you're good." And then called the flag like right after. He's like, "What the fuck?"
No, all nonsense in the world, just like last week. But let's go over Kamara Reddy as he wins. Upsets not your father.
Isn't it an upset? Reddy. He's a defending champ.
He's a defending champ, but he's still 6-8. This and is, now your father's 10-4.
This is basically any team who plays Tom Brady. In the playoffs this year, it's like, oh, the Bucks who sucked this year upset. They
scored
126
points. They scored 126 points, which in any normal fantasy league would give you a good win. But Kamara already went ape shit. Behind Patrick Mahomes is 32, George Kittle's 25, and Latavius Murray's 21. George Kittle's 25 is really what wanted for him, because if George Kittle scored his normal 6 that he does every week, then he would have lost. But George Kittle against that Seahawks, it was just easy because the corners on the Seahawks are amazing, so they're just going to have to go to the tight end.
No, it's because of the plays they were running for the Niners, where they look left to Christian McCaffrey, everybody goes left. They look right to Debo, everybody goes right.
Debo then, wasn't even playing.
Well, they looked right to
Brandon Ayuk,
everybody goes that way, and then just right down the middle, George Kittle is wide open, so it's pretty easy. Also, Patrick Mahomes went crazy in the game against Chiefs play. Oh, against the Texans.
Yes, Texans.
Which somehow was close. We'll get to that.
Latavius Murray still scored 21 fantasy points.
That might be his league winner. He's the only good Bronco.
He is. He is the best Bronco, and that's what Javonte Williams would have been. Owner of the Too Loud podcast won. Fucking advanced to the next lead.
That's Saquon and Christian McCaffrey combo with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, it all paid dividends this week, so goddamn. Even with Tyreek Hill, Zeke, and Keenan Allen going pretty good for a twin double stuff, he only scored 100 fantasy points, which he wouldn't have beaten anybody this week. He would have lost to absolutely everyone, so twin double stuff got plain out knocked out of this freaking first round. And owner of Too Loud Podcast is in contention to keep the rights of the podcast. And yeah, Jalen Hurts is you know what sucks? Jalen Hurts is now out.
Yeah.
So now it does.
Now he has to figure it out this week in the second round.
Figure it out. So we'll see what he starts this week for the week 16 semifinals. And the climax, as Usher would say. We lost. And we went 13-1 to lose to the 8th seed that went 5-9.
It's because we played them last week, so they had everything ready for us.
We beat them, and we've beaten them twice this year. It just shows to show you it's hard to beat someone 3 times in 1 year.
We beat them twice?
Yes, we've beaten them twice. We beat everybody. The only person we lost. Oh, no. I think we lost to him. Is he our only loss?
No, we lost to Probeer Sports.
Oh, Probeer Sports. Yeah, we beat him. So that means we beat him.
But we played him twice as well.
Yes, we beat him twice. Because I know we played him before. We actually smoked him before. But yeah, we behind Josh Allen's 35, who you were just bragging that it was said and done after that Josh Allen.
Should have been.
Should have been until Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, that's not my fault.
You know. know what? I'm actually going to say what else is your fault. Because you're wishing that Dak Prescott would have a good game. And Dak Prescott actually freaking game.
Why did I wish that?
So
because
you would
we were
win.
Playing each other.
Yeah.
No, yeah, don't act like I was just random thing. Me and you were playing each other. And also, do you want to bring up your top? Do you want to bring up your top two picks?
And you lost.
Do you want to bring up your top two picks? What did your top two picks do for us?
You lost.
The top two picks
you know,
that you bragged about all year.
I can tell you that my top two picks didn't do good. Devontae Adams and Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
And when it counted, but I can't tell you my other pick that I put in and plugged in. Dave Montgomery almost saved us.
Okay, that was a good.
So that's a
great decision.
And then there we go. And then that's it. And then you chose TP. I chose Dave Montgomery. TP failed us.
Yeah, 14.
Which one's
no,
TP?
No. We your two it. Picks failed us because
no, your Cowboys failed us.
Points.
Your Cowboys failed us.
Your
Cowboys failed us. Your Cowboys failed us because Dak Prescott scored enough, but not enough to TP, and we fucking lost.
That doesn't make
that's
sense.
Why.
Both
yes.
of your top two picks
yes,
that you bragged about all year scored less than 10 points.
Point game, we would win.
You scored less than 10 points.
Doesn't matter if Dak Prescott.
We still would have lost to not
games.
Your fathers. We still would have lost to everybody else because of your top two picks, Devontae Adams
nah.
and Joe Mixon.
But then my third pick, Josh Allen, our third pick, was good.
Yeah,
so it
because
doesn't
that,
matter.
That, our
third
third pick.
Our third pick, yes. But that's what it came down to. So that's all it was.
God damn it.
It's over. My Niners all defense that I chose worked.
Didn't matter. Brandon Ayuk failed us too.
Dalton Schultz sucks. Like I said, your Cowboys fucking failed us. Dalton Schultz sucked too.
Fucking failed us.
And Brent Ayuk sucked. And Greg Zuerlein sucked. And I think we didn't care. That's why we didn't switch him. Could have started Sucka, but it didn't matter. No one on our bench was good. Didn't matter either.
I mean, we had 12 and 10 from Taysom Hill and Cordell Patterson.
We couldn't start him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Joe Mixon barely had 10.
Yeah, so we couldn't start him.
And Devontae Adams. We got 9 points combined from our
receivers. That was the problem the whole year.
That's what lost.
Now, I guess wide receivers are more important than quarterbacks now. May I say that? Quarterback couldn't carry us. We got 35 from Josh Allen.
What are you talking about? Devontae Adams was our first pick.
Josh Allen maxed out.
Okay. Devontae Adams was our first pick. How are you going to mean that?
As the last pick. As the last pick. No, say that again. As the last pick, Devontae Adams was. Yes.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams was the last pick. Yes, he was. So there was nothing we could do because we had no good options. So Devontae Adams was our best option. And that's where it went. If we had the 6th pick, we wouldn't have chose Devontae Adams. We chose someone better. We had no choice, Sal. We had no choice, and the best options were Devontae Adams and maybe not Joe Mixon. Tyreek Hill is probably the next best option, but that was that. And we lost. We got bounced. So let's talk about the people who are actually in the playoffs now. Since we suck. And we've been a bunch of nothing. No, let's not even watch this match. Who cares? Got Chappy Chips going against the owner of the Too Loud Podcast as there's only 4 left.
He's starting Minshew, that jackass.
You believe in Minshew?
I honestly.
Minshew Mania?
We'll get to this more in picks, but if he balls out and beats the Cowboys, I'm not even worth following them for the playoffs. I know we already clinched the playoffs, but I'm going to be just. And also, that'll prove that. Well, it won't prove it, but it'll say the NFL is doing some egregious booking. If that's what they want to do. If they really want to have just the Cowboys lose to Minshew just so everybody can laugh at them for like a couple weeks. For a week.
It wouldn't be good WWE booking.
Because what you would do is have the Eagles beat us without our quarterback. We beat the Eagles without their quarterback. And then you have me in the playoffs. Finally, the two quarterbacks meet.
That is good booking. He has Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley, who are arguably 2 of the top 5 running backs.
And Saquon against Minnesota. Which
so are you... So can we just say we can't laugh at him anymore?
I don't know. If he blows at the championships like we did, it's going to be the same thing where he's wishing for Dak to have a great game. Kenneth Walker is practicing today, so he's going to play. So he even gets Kenneth Walker back. You saw how good Mike Williams was last week. And T. Higgins. Ramondre Stevenson's the only
terrible
good.
Matchups, though. He has Juwan Johnson against the Browns. He has T. Higgins going against the Patriots. Mike Williams against the Colts, who, believe it or not, are actually top 2 in, like, holding fantasy receivers points. So, he has terrible matchups, which would have been nice last week, is my point. Trevor Lawrence has to throw a touchdown every Negro right now. But he has Jalen Waddle against the Packers, who should go off. Mark Andrews, maybe. Starting Matt Collins.
And Jerry.
Over A.J. Dillon. And Chris Olave's out, actually, this week. So, I guess over A.J. Dillon. Would you start A.J. Dillon or Matt Collins? AJ Dillon, as much as you made fun of him,
I know.
Have you seen his numbers lately?
I know. I've said that, what was that, last week or something?
Like the last 3.
AJ Dillon's probably the same for you.
But he's dependent on touchdowns. When he doesn't score a touchdown, he's going to give you 5
I told
six.
You this week to play either AJ Dillon or Donovan Peoples-Jones in one of your leagues.
Yeah, so I'm starting Donovan Peoples-Jones.
And if I was him, I'd probably start...
AJ Dillon or Matt Collins. Matt Collins is...
Against the Rams, AJ Dillon.
Yeah. Matt Collins going against Steelers.
Yeah, AJ Dillon. That's all.
Okay. All right, then. Who do you think's going to win this one? Not your the only two podcast only projects to win by two championships has Ramadja Stevenson,
who's on the bench for
Bat from Hell
championships.
Zay Jones and Zonovan Knight. Fuck, I know he wish he could have started Zay Jones, but it's good he didn't. Sauce Gardner's too good. It's too nice.
Yeah, there's not really a better
option. Damn, the Jags are actually...
And Olave was just announced out, too, for...
The Jets are having a game right now. The Jets are getting worked right now. They're on a 13-play. The Jags are on a 13-play, 94-yard drive on the Jets. So we'll see what that happens. It's 3-3 in that one. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is the new Josh Allen. Next round. Well, I think owner 2 podcast is going to win that one. He has too many good weapons. Las Vegas Lunch Money actually has someone in the game right now. He has Christian Kirk, which is a terrible idea. If only we put this out before. Sorry. Ugh.
I mean, he had what? Tyler Boyd, who's iffy, or Cam Akers?
No, at this point, you drop Clyde Edwards-Helaire and you pick up someone on the...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you...
And you drop Kyle Pitts.
You drop Cam Akers, too. You drop all these guys and pick up a bunch of waiver wire warriors. I'd rather start Marquise Goodwin going against the Chiefs or even Jahan Dotson going against the Niners, who are great defenses, but you're not going to start Christian Kirk against Sauce Gardner, dude. Like, Christian Kirk is going to get locked up. He's going to give us 4 points, 4 3-point points. That's what you're going to get. So Las Vegas Lunch Money, I think, is out now. Now I got Kamara ready.
Honestly, based off momentum only, I'll give it to Kamara ready.
With Patrick Mahomes, Josh Jacobs, and Stephon Diggs?
That's why I say based off momentum alone.
Momentum, that's studs.
And he's playing Kamara against the Browns
Devontae
defense.
Smith. And Latavius Murray, fucking waiver wire warrior. The only thing he made a mistake on is he should have started Evan Ingram over George Kittle. I know that seems like a stretch, but I would have did it. But once again, I'm not in the fantasy semifinal, so I don't know shit. Dude, he's literally showing that he could do it with Kamara. He could do it without Kamara. This guy's just an all-around stud.
And he's proving regular season means nothing. He's just got to get into the playoffs.
That's all you have to do, and he's going to beat Las Vegas Lunch Money, in my opinion, because Las Vegas Lunch Money has no good running backs. He has Miles Sanders and Raheem Mostert. But if you want to know more in-depth of what we think, also check out Too Loud Pod, because I did a Too Loud preview on both these matchups. But yeah, Sal. Who do you got in this one? Kamara ready, right?
For the third time, because of momentum, I think Kamara ready is going to take
it. Well, give some more insight. You're just dating for momentum. You're not saying actual facts.
You've said all the players and all their matchups. I'm just saying he keeps winning and he's proven that you don't need regular season.
All right.
Let's get the same question three times.
Well, you're out here not giving. I'm trying to get different answers out of you. Like real answers. Like, yeah, he's going to get backed up because Patrick Mahomes is going to get the Seahawks. That's going to give him a little problem.
I said Kamara's going up against the Browns. Why ask me the questions if you're not going to listen to my answers?
No, you're not fucking answering them right.
I just said Kamara's going to have his best game against the Browns. You can rewind in 20 seconds.
Sal's very irritated because we're obviously not in the fantasy playoffs.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. There's nothing we could have done.
Started hot yelling about your top two picks and trying to deflect it.
Sal's literally not paying attention to anything I'm saying, and he's just yelling. So we're going to move on to our ad. And after this ad, we are going to go over these NFL picks, all the juicy picks. Also, if you want to see some funny stuff, speaking about picks, I finally did my punishment, my Russell Wilson punishment, and that is on our Too Loud Pod and our Too Loud Sound Ryan TikTok. We'll talk about all that and more right after this ad. We are.
That was funny.
Too Loud.
We suck. Christmas. We didn't even say Merry Christmas on the last one. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I think it's still Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We didn't record a show last weekend.
So I was shit-faced. But yeah, last week we had our picks. I was down 2, and now I am down...
Spoiler.
Three.
Spoiler. You're down 3? Oh, yeah, because I got one more.
Yeah,
because
you got one more. You got one more right than me. Let me give you my picks that I got right, because I did Gaka PP. The only picks I got right were Bears plus 9.5, which they did come close in the spread on the Eagles, like I said. They did lose. And Packers minus 7, because they kicked the shit out of the Rams, beat them 12-24 in the fantasy team. Dropped 19. I would have beat Sal. regardless, but I did beat Sal in our other fantasy league if anyone wanted to know. But yeah, Saints 4.5 got wrong. Jets got smacked last week. Raiders minus 1.5. Oh, wait! I chose Raiders minus 1.5!
Wait, you chose Raiders minus 1.5?
Yeah, I chose Raiders. I guess I didn't think that I got it right because the whole game it wasn't going my way. No way! Whoa, okay, I got Raiders 1.5, so never mind, we're tied, Sal.
Wait, how are you tied?
Because I got
we're tied for the week,
Raiders minus 1.5.
I'm still up 2 then.
Oh, no, you're up 2. But we're tied on picks for the week, though. Well, if you got 3 right, but damn, bro, it's because the whole time I was like, fuck you, Raiders, and I'm just used to them fucking flopping. And I remember I chose them, too, against the Patriots, so I'm like, Mac and Cheese Jones sucks. I needed to beat you in the playoffs. And I was like, I'm choosing another AFC West team, and I did. The miracle of Ramondre Stevenson. I don't know what the fuck that was.
That was the Jacoby Myers. What the fuck is
Jacoby
he doing?
Jacoby Myers fucking fumble.
Check our TikTok for that one, too.
Yeah, I got that one right. And I got Cardinals plus 1.5 wrong against my Broncos. Because I can never get a Broncos pick right.
But you know what? I love Jacoby Myers. Because without him, without the game that I'm talking about next, people would be, which was the first one I got right, or the last one. The Giants on Sunday night plus 4. Told you, I was like, oh, it's a division game. They tied last week. They played. And the Rams threw that flag. That crossed.
Capping. You sound like a big Giants fan. You choose the Giants like almost every week.
They're a good team against the spread because like they're just idiots, but they're like, they play well. It doesn't make sense. But it makes sense to me. So I got that right. And then if it wasn't for Jacoby Myers, people would have talked about the one I got wrong, which is my Cowboys against the Jags, which Dak Prescott lost it at the end. Well, Noah Brown lost it. It went right off his chest. And then.
Yeah,
pick
did.
6. That was like the most nonsense thing of the day. But that wasn't even the most nonsense thing of the day because the Texans were in the game with the Chiefs like all day. And the Chiefs were favored.
Yeah, that one you should have easily won, but that was a
they
went
in overtime with the Texans too, and nobody was talking shit about the Chiefs like they were about the Cowboys.
Because
like,
they won!
They're wishy-washy. Cowboys beat the Texans too!
No, but they didn't beat the Jaguars.
They're wishy-washy. Shut up.
And I think the Chiefs beat the shit out of the fucking Jags, so.
But they went in overtime with the Texans. Anyway, what I got right was the Steelers against the Panthers.
Because Patrick Mahomes so good.
Even though stupid Kenny Pickett and Mike Tomlin both don't want to throw it to George Pickens, who's obviously the best player on that team.
Kenny Pickett. I told you. Kenny Pickett got hurt.
Oh, it's Mitch Trubisky.
And the Mitch Trubisky came
regardless
in, and
or not,
even know that was
Kenny
happen.
Targets to George Pickens. They went 2 times, and he had like almost 100 yards off those 2 catches. He's a monster. I picked the Titans over the Chargers. That was more nonsense, but I did pick the Bengals over the Bucks. They're looking like the best bet, like every week.
Yeah.
They might be my AFC team to go into the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They might go back.
They're the only ones that own Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, so I got the Giants, the Bengals, and the Steelers right.
You got 3
I'm
for 3.
Still up this week.
You're up 2.
And this is.
Honestly, I was scared. I was like, damn, I have to come back on 3. 2 is a little easier, but 3 is. 3 is having the perfect week you did that other, like, last month when you were fucking, when you put me in the Russell Wilson jersey.
Oh, so this is the last,
last week, yeah.
Yeah, last week.
Last week. It fits perfectly. So we missed the Jaguars, Jets one. Sal would have chose the Jets. I would have chose the Jets, and we too loud jinxed them. They're losing to the Jags right now. So let's move on. Sal, let me go first, and I won't choose Cowboys on all everything. Right. All right. Well, I didn't know what I didn't think you were gonna tell me this. I got a Tampa Bay Bucks minus 7.5 against the Cardinals. The Cardinals are god awful. We saw firsthand how terrible they are.
I like that you're gonna want to watch that game now because that's gonna be the worst game of the week.
Oh, I'm gonna want to watch that game.
It's gonna be so awful. That's Sunday Night Football this week.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Christmas Day.
I got it.
What I have? Well, then I'm going with my Cowboys first, and I'm picking a. As I was saying earlier,
you're smart. I would have picked
Mitch Mania plus 4 now. It was originally, I think, minus 1 for the Cowboys when it was Jalen Hurts, and it jumped all the way to minus 4. That's the better bet. Do that bet. I'm almost done with the Cowboys after that Jaguars loss. Like that, the Texas game was like a lot. The Jaguars game, just on top of me losing all in fantasy, it just made me exhausted. I was hungover. I hope they prove me wrong and we just beat on them, so it sets up the good wrestling of Eagles Cowboys 3 with both quarterbacks now. That's the best wrestling, but apparently the Cowboys are in clinch, so the Cowboys technically can lose. Doesn't matter. But yeah, the NFL might just want to use this as punch bags again for another week, because that's all we are apparently in the league.
Okay.
With a, get him the most money. Rant over.
I'm choosing to get. These are some tricky spreads right now. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm just going to go with what I got. Chiefs minus 10. I got Chiefs minus 10 against Seahawks. I think Seahawks have been looking a lot worse. And it's not just like, oh, hey, like they're having some bad weeks. No, they're just looking bad now. They don't, like, they can't
Kenneth
sustain.
They got Kenneth Walker back.
They got Kenneth Walker back, but they can't sustain what they keep doing. They have everyone back. DJ Dallas, the whole thing. So, but I got the Chiefs at home. Chiefs were in a close one against the Texans, so I think people lost faith in them, but they'll bounce back this week.
You know what? I would have picked the Seahawks though in this one.
So that's why I didn't let you get
him. I am going to go with. Oh, yeah, that's the one we're splitting, right? Okay, so give me, like I said earlier, best bet. Looking like best bet this rest of the year, Bengals. Bengals minus 3 against the Patriots.
Oh, I didn't want to pick that one. Why?
What?
You know why? It just seems like, why only minus 3? The Bengals are way better than the Patriots.
They're on the road. It's going to be cold. Like, stupid cold. Like, all these games that are outside are on the road. Like, we're in a winter storm or something. Like, it's going to be bad. So, just keep that in mind for your fantasy, too, as well. Like, all these games are going to suck. Even if you're just listening to this anywhere but California. And even California is going to be kind of cold. It's going to be, like, in the low 50s. Like, bundle up. Be careful out there. But anyway, Bengals aren't going to be in a close one with the Patriots. They're a way better team than the Patriots. The Patriots don't have the talent to match up with the Bengals.
Alright, I'm going to get Packers plus 4 against the Dolphins.
Bastard.
Dolphins have been doing too hot. I get it that it sounds like a trap, and the Packers aren't that good, but the Packers' run game is good. AJ Dillon's there. Aaron Jones is good. AJ Dillon passed concussion protocol. But now they have all the receivers, Christian Watson, Romeo Dobbs. So just watch out. Just watch out. The Packers could lose first round, but at least make it.
Oh, they can almost make it. And that would be hilarious because they would just lose. That would be hilarious, and they'll somehow be in our way. Anyway. Give me the Bills 8.5 against
really?
The Bears.
I was going to choose Bears. All right.
Because the Bears, I think I saw it last week. Oh, no, the Bears came when. Did they come within the spread or the Eagles? You picked that game last week.
The Bears came within the spread. Plus 9.5.
That was against the Eagles. I don't know. Just give me the Bills. Bills need a strong victory. They had a strong one last week against Miami. I think they're just going to keep rolling. Right?
I got the Browns minus 3 at home.
Damn, I was going to pick them too.
He's going to massage his way to the top.
Stop. Bastard.
I'm picking the ones you got?
Yeah, you're picking all the games I want. But you're picking, like, the other teams, which make me, like, even more, like, what the fuck? Give me the Falcons on the road, 6.5. Ravens still don't have Lamar Jackson. I still don't think they're good. They're not even good to begin with. And the Falcons can sneak up on you. They still have a chance to win that division. So give me the Falcons.
Okay. Next one I got, I'm going to choose Tennessee Titans minus 3.5. I get it. Ryan Tannehill's not there. Malik Willis is not that good. That's the charge that's good. I've been thugging all my life, that's just how I play. Still posted in the A where niggas feel me. Still gotta see the Gunners win Premier League. I got Tennessee. Still gotta keep a gun, it's always I don't think Texans are that good. I think last week was full.
Alright, give me what's looking like with the
Titans minus 3 now, sorry.
Give me another good bet looking like Niners Bengals.
Niners Commanders?
I'm a Niners Commanders, but I'm saying like the two bets looking like two best teams right now are looking like the Niners and the
Oh, so you got Niners Bengals. -7 easy?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
but if the Commanders hold it within that 7, I'll be impressed with the Commanders. It's even dropped to 6.5 in some places. So I would be impressed with the Commanders if they keep hanging there with the Niners.
The whole industry been in shambles. Everybody who gave him just changing the channel. Kendrick Lamar, the people champion, a man of for animals. I got Vikings minus 4. Justin Jefferson's trying to break the record. And he's going to break the goddamn record, so that's what's going to happen. Vikings minus fucking 4, baby.
You know what? I'm actually glad you picked that game because Justin Jefferson. Vikings are going to win by 3. And now we look at the competition. Like, it's just, that's how the Vikings have been playing all year. That's how the Giants have been playing all year.
You're a big Giants guy.
I just seen enough of the Giants
game. You're for sure going to choose them.
I think I will. Well, no, because, yeah, because I think the Vikings are going to win by three. Ridiculous, venomous, hate in my heart. The sinister, run for cover, my lineage. Damn. I'm rolling deep in their paper like two Adeles. Before scholars, I float tighter than Virgil.
Why are you going to that game? But you should play.
You're flying through turbulence.
There's
Chargers.
I know.
That's how I play nowadays. It's like an 8-ball to the face nowadays. I don't know who to pick on that Panthers Lions thing.
Yeah, trust St. Browns? I trust Browns.
Like, it should be Lions. All sense makes for Lions. Panthers still are in it. You're giving them 2.5.
I know.
They've been playing these funky games with everybody.
I know, that's why I don't want to pick that game.
They lost to the Steelers, who have a worse offense than the Lions. Give me the Lions, minus 2.5.
Easy.
It wasn't easy. You just heard my whole thing. Why it's not easy.
All right, I'm gonna
that's
choose,
a scary line.
Choose Colts versus Chargers.
At least they can win back there. Fuck, you're picking that game. No, you're going to the other game. What the hell?
You would have.
You screwed me over by picking first. That's why you wanted to pick first.
No, honestly, that didn't really fucking change it. But honestly,
jackass.
I didn't think about it till now. You want me to choose Broncos Rams?
You're going to the game.
Why would I want to choose this game?
Because you're going to the game.
I got Broncos minus 2.5. The Broncos. Let's ride.
Exactly. Broncos country. Let's ride. Living it up. People are loving you on TikTok. And give me the Chargers minus 4.5.
My deep throat of the of the danger, which is probably one of the top 5 Russell Wilson moments on TikTok.
Oh, man.
But yeah, who do you got? Colts?
I like, honestly, I like that it's not even like grotesque or like you can play that on ESPN. It's not even, other than the sandwich, and like, it could just be like, just ate it funny.
Or you could put something over the sandwich to make it like, so it doesn't look like that. I don't know.
Just a sandwich. Like, you're applying, but you can put that on TV.
And I said this is the right way to eat it. I didn't say I'm going to deep throw this sandwich right here. But yeah, that was all of our NFL picks for Week 16. Let us know what you think at Too Loud Pod, at Too Loud
DJs.
Yes,
I'm up two now.
We are balling right now. We are on a rampage as a business, as a collective, as DJs. We are taking over. And the story of your life here. Two young stars was born and y'all go die here. Oh Lord, gotta be the M. Billboard, let's need Tupac down. But number 9, make sure he lives on. Yeah, Uchi, Coochie, pussies in a trance.